Welcome to The Onion Opinion. Before we start the show, just a quick word from our sponsors.
All right. Welcome, Bastian, to another episode
welcome of Onion Opinion. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're actually going to have a very, very special episode. We noticed we've been talking to you guys for quite a while now. Actually, not quite a while, like two or three episodes, depending on how we publish them. But we never really introduced ourselves and why we want to do this. So, quick background, Justus and I, we've been best friends for almost 20 years, I would say. But in the past, we've not been really able to live at the same place for a long time, and we have kind of lost contact for quite some time. So, in order to keep talking more frequently and just staying engaged and being good friends, we decided to put up a podcast so we have to talk to each other.
Oh, that sounds so
That's
cute.
About right?
That sounds so cute. But yes, absolutely right. So today we thought we would do something different. Like, nobody is actually interested in like talking through a CV, but we wanted to give you some indication, some idea around who we are and how our experiences are shaped. So today we thought we'd just do the countries we've lived in, countries and cities we've lived in over the last, say, 20 years or so, ever since we lived in the same small town, Germany. So, Bastian, do you want to start with your next step after leaving our hometown, which probably has more cows than people living close to it? It's a very small
town. Number one, USA, Nebraska, the Cornhusker State. In a small town 1 hour south of Lincoln, the capital of Nebraska.
What did you like about that? And what brought you there?
I did an exchange when I was 15. So I went to high school. And the best part about it was really it was a small town. So if you tried out on a school team, you actually made varsity super easy. So, yeah, I liked it. How about, what was your number one?
My number one is... actually, I left our hometown and moved to the northeastern part of Germany, and I considered that to be a different country because it really is very different. And I went there to study, I did study business stuff, and had the most beautiful depressions there because the weather was super bad and just the city.
No, first of all, it doesn't count. I mean, it was still Germany. Yes, it was on the border to Poland, but
it kind of counts.
I don't give this one to you.
I don't.
No,
you don't.
It
okay,
doesn't.
All right. Then it was the U.S. and it was California and it was San Francisco specifically. So I went there. And actually, during my studies, and interned with a company there, and that was actually quite nice because I learned how to speak English with, I increased my proficiency in English quite a bit, and I worked out every day, and it was nice. I was probably in the best shape of my life, and learned how to do trade shows, learned how to do traveling around the country with engineers that didn't speak any English because they were all from South Korea. That was really fun. And so I spent almost a year in the US. That was my first outside of Germany stop.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That was the fittest you have ever been. It's been downhill from there since then.
Thank you.
Okay. My next station was China. Three major cities in China, actually. So I moved for my studies to China, to central China, Xi'an, which is famous for the Bingmayong, the terracotta warriors, which is actually not that spectacular as you would imagine, but it's a beautiful city, has a city wall. I can recommend it. Afterwards, I moved to Hangzhou. Hangzhou, most famous for some people now, is for the older generation, probably it's for the West Lake Xihu, which is super famous and was built in the Song some dynasty, not exactly sure. It's a city 2 hours south of Shanghai, but most people might know it because it's the head, Alibaba is having their headquarters there. So yes, WeChat, Alibaba, all of them are located there.
Okay.
Taobao.
Is there a specific reason why they're there?
I don't know, actually. I think it's just a tech hub. It just developed into this tech hub. And I guess, you know, Shanghai became too expensive and there it was still affordable. Now it's also super expensive. So
okay.
Who knows? But yeah, actually it's nice. But like the Alibaba compound is in the like super far outside of center. It's beautiful, but you can only walk there. Like walk, sleep.
Okay.
And then after this station, so there was like 8 months there, 8 months in Xi'an, and then I moved to Beijing to finish off my studies. Didn't like Beijing so much. Maybe it was because it was winter time and the smog, but I mean, it's very cultural. There's a lot of things to do, I see, but overall, out of the three cities, I like Beijing the least for a living, from a living perspective.
Okay.
What was your next stop?
My next stop was Estonia. So one of the Eastern European countries that is directly next to Russia and below Finland. And that was really fun. I went there for another exchange with the university. And yeah, that was really cool. Like just experiencing that culture that is so different from what I had been seeing in the US and also in Germany. That was really interesting. Their drinking habits are really interesting. The fact that it's kind of north up and like the winter is really cold. The fact that they have a sauna in the university was really cool. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, like that was really an interesting stopover. Very much focused on education and like university life. But yeah, that was,
yeah, I also just remember some of those friends you made there visiting us in Germany, and the result was that we had to go to an ER room for alcohol poisoning.
That happens.
Not us.
That happens.
Some dedicated drinkers from our Estonian friends. That was very good. That was a good night.
That is true. All right.
Okay, my next stop, Denmark. I actually went, after I finished off my studies, I started and finished my master's degree in Denmark. And that's why I know Estonia also, because there are the nice Tallinn ferries, which are amazing. You hop on the boat, just get drunk, hop on the boat back, and it's cheap. And the most, Denmark was great. It's just super relaxed, super chill, but for my taste, a bit too chill. Just everything is kind of, yeah. There are no extremes, you know, everything is just mellow.
I kind of like Denmark just because of that. I think they really put a lot of emphasis on humans. Like, they will always put humans before businesses. And I think that's a good way of dealing with it, but we might differ.
I know
there.
Which company you work for, okay?
True.
Just
right. So you went to Denmark. I did go back to Germany. So from Estonia, I made it back to Germany, and I had a couple of stops there. So the first one was Berlin. I lived in Berlin for, I think, a couple of years. 2.5, 3 years, something like that. I think you visited me in that time.
Yeah.
In Berlin.
For sure, 2 or 3 years.
I had a wonderful one-room apartment, which was super cheap. Like, it's probably the cheapest apartment I ever lived in after moving out of my parents' house. I think it was around 290 or 300 euros per month, and it's including everything. And that's just, like, in the middle of Berlin. That was really super cheap. Very affordable.
It was also super tiny, and your bed, you had this great idea of building the bed frame out of, what was it?
Coca-Cola, trademark, please sponsor us. These caskets that kind of carry the bottles.
Yeah, But unfortunately, you didn't buy enough or you didn't get enough, so you just use a fucking cardboard box on one corner, and that never changed. You were sleeping in this, and it was not even the same like height. You just had this curve on one end of the bed, and everybody was just rolling to one side of the bed. Unbelievable how lazy you were in this time. I mean, you just didn't give a fuck.
It
That place was
did
not clean.
work. It did work.
It was not clean at all. Even I felt a little bit disgusted by the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about. We don't get into details here.
Right, so that's Berlin first stop, and then after that, I moved to Cologne. We moved our business that we had started from Berlin to Düsseldorf first. Ended up in Cologne later on, but like I didn't want to move to Düsseldorf. Cologne, Düsseldorf is quite close. It's like a 20-minute drive, and so I lived in Cologne for another 2 years, something like that. Yeah, so like that is Germany from Berlin to Cologne. I didn't like Berlin that much. I thought I would like Berlin a lot more because it's cool and young and fresh and hip and all of that stuff, but by the end, I was so happy to leave it because everybody was just too cool and too hipsterish, and like I couldn't deal with that. And then Cologne, I really loved. I think if there's one major city in Germany that I would consider moving back to, it is Cologne, because I
Because you have lived
really,
in all of them, right?
well, I mean, I've been in most major cities in Germany.
That's a
And
good point.
Cologne is certainly the one that is not the nicest from a visual point of view. Like, it's all been bombed during World War
I like
II.
Cologne.
Yeah,
What
it's
are you talking about? They
super
have
cool.
great people. They like drinking. I mean, they have super tiny beers.
You just have
And
to, the
everybody
magic is,
always.
you have to order more of them. You have to order like
Yeah,
10
but
of them.
that's just, it doesn't make sense. You know, they explain every time I talk to people from Cologne, it's, oh yeah, but then you always have a cold beer. Yes, but how about you just drink your large beer faster before it gets warm? Number one. Number two, then they also mean like, oh yeah, you just buy like a meter with 10 beers. Yeah, but then it gets warm again according to your logic. So no, it doesn't make sense. Just get the proper glass. Like half a liter of beer should not be the problem. If you drink so slow that it gets warm,
You
obviously
should
you're drinking too slow.
have just lived there. I think you would have talked differently because it's not a rational thing to talk about. Yeah, so that's Germany for me. What's your next stop?
I went to, after Denmark, I moved to Indonesia, to Central Java. For 7 or 8 months, yeah. So I finished, I did kind of an exchange there. So I hustled while I was in Denmark. So I had quite a relaxed time in Indonesia. Beautiful country, amazing people. I lived dirt cheap there. Should have spent some more money on the rent because my place got robbed like 3 times in 7 months. Second and third time, I didn't care so much because there was nothing left to take because I didn't buy any valuable stuff anymore. I mean, I lived literally. I probably had one nice suit which I had to wear to university, and then the rest of it was shorts, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and I mean, it was a life to dream of nowadays. I mean, so relaxed, going to the beach, having a beer. Yeah, I can highly recommend it. Yogyakarta. Amazing city. You have Mount Merapi, Borobudur, culture. It's in the center of Java Island. So if you arrive in Jakarta, you just can make your way to Bali on the landway. It's beautiful. I can only recommend
Sounds
it. What was
good.
next for you?
After Germany and Cologne, I moved to Dublin.
Oh shit, yeah, now I remember. The
Yeah,
Dark Ages.
the Dark Ages in D no, actually Dublin was quite nice. It's Ireland is a beautiful country. The people are really nice if you understand them because some of them have a really thick accent. There's probably like 90% of all cab drivers I've ever kind of driven with. I didn't fully understand. I was like, yeah, sure, like whatever. Airport, please. And you're like, It was fun.
Yes, no. That terminal.
Yeah, but like, there's this funny joke that people make of Ireland. There's a lot of funny jokes, but like the one particular one that there's only one day of summer. You never know when it happens, but it's actually been like Dublin's been quite nice to me, and in hindsight, I like it a lot more. When I was there, I was there for about 3 years. I got really fed up with it because every time I wanted to see girlfriend or family or anything like that, I had to jump on a plane and just fly over. I know that's very different for you. Like, you can't even do that really quickly when you come from Java or like from China. But I was fed up with it. But while I was there, I made a lot of very good friends, and had good experiences. I liked Dublin for all of that and the way that people interact with each other. The bar scene, the restaurant scene is really good, so I can all highly recommend it for a trip. Yeah, that's it. That's Ireland.
What's next for you? It sounded very differently 2 years ago. My next trip is actually already my last trip. So I moved to Shanghai 7 years ago, and I've been here ever since. So for the last 7 years, more or less, I've been stationed in Shanghai, not in a military way, more in a corporate way. Wow. So yeah, I moved here. I was looking for a job in Germany, and I found a good job in a German automotive company. And I think before I even was on board, there was a positioning opening up in Shanghai. And because I've previously been in Shanghai and they didn't have anybody that wanted to go, they pretty much asked me, and I said, well, fuck it, let's do it. Stayed with the company there for 4 years, and then 4 and a half years, and now 2.5 years ago I made the move to my current company, which is one of your favorite companies of all time.
Mine, products. Yes.
Yeah, mine not so much. I mean, I like what we make, and I like using it, but I'm not as obsessed as a lot of people. So
that's
yeah,
true.
And since then, yeah, it's been good. I met my wife here, got married, not a Chinese lady, a Korean lady. Yeah. And so for now, we are still based here. Let's see where we'll go next. What's your current location?
Yeah. So for me, it's also my last stop. I didn't know that we had the same, a similar amount of stops. I thought you would be traveling a lot more. Yeah, I moved from Dublin to Zurich, Switzerland, almost 2 years ago now. And I've enjoyed it ever since. I love the Swiss, even though they sometimes don't like me that much, because Germans and Swiss sometimes have a hard relationship. No, but I really like it. It's a beautiful city. It is, like, I've got wonderful colleagues. I'm still with the same company that I was in Dublin. And it's also a high-tech company, and I'm pretty sure every one of you listening is in touch with them via one of their products almost every day. And it's a software company, so it's really cool to be with them. It's really cool to be in Zurich. The other thing that I really like is that I'm really close to our old home. So, like, my parents, my grandparents, my now fiance is from that area too. So every now and then I travel back and forth, and it's only a 2-2.5 hour car ride to get back to the old home and visit friends and family from back in the days. So I feel like I've really landed for now, and I really enjoy Switzerland, and also being in Germany every now and then. Yeah.
And the low tax rate in Switzerland.
And the low tax rate in Switzerland. And no, like, that's a nice bonus, but like, just the landscape and the people and the food and just the way of
it. Yeah, I agree.
It's really nice.
Yeah, one of the biggest downsides, I think, of living here in Shanghai, I mean, it's an amazing dynamic city. It's like, I don't go into, let's say, I lived in a certain district. I haven't been there for 2 years, and I just went there last week for a meeting, and I couldn't recognize it. Like, the speed of development, it's breathtaking. One of the major downsides, it's really that you're just far away from everywhere. It's like everything that is meaningful to you, or let's say to me, it's, I've never really spent long times with my niece and my nephew, and they are turning six soon, because simply I'm living here, they live in Germany. So what you're gonna do? I think that will also be one of the main contributors why at some point we will make the move back to either closer to Europe in the initial stage, and then at some point moving back to Europe. Also because people are nice there.
Nice. All right. That's been almost 20 minutes of us talking about ourselves. And now you have a better understanding where we've been, what we've liked. If you want to share your story, you can always reach us on Twitter, Onion Opinion,
email
69. And yeah, leave us some feedback on the podcast. I hope you liked it. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time. See you, Busty.